Is there a culture of anxiety at your workplace? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mandy O'Neill, associate professor of management at George Mason University, looks into how to change it.
Stress and anxiety are commonplace at work, especially in fields like healthcare, where the stakes of low performance can literally be life and death. The emotional culture of anxiety that stems from constant workplace stress is a very important topic that should be discussed, yet it has not been researched in depth until recently. For our research study, my co-authors and I administered more than 800 employee surveys across 85 departments at a struggling major medical center in the United States. We also obtained financial data from the hospital. As predicted, departments with a stronger culture of anxiety generally had higher levels of employee burnout and lower job satisfaction. There was also a tendency for these departments to experience higher operating costs. Chalk those increased costs up to frequent employee turnover, lack of engagement, overvigilance, or the overall psychological toll of working in a high-anxiety environment day after day. However, we also uncovered a way to mitigate the anxiety. Departments that cultivated a culture of anxiety alongside what we call a culture of companionate love experienced significantly less negative impact. What is companionate love? It's the type of culture that promotes and spreads caring, compassion, affection, and tenderness. When companionate love sets the tone, people know each other well, are forgiving of each other's mistakes and flaws, and they're eager to help one another get through tough moments together. To sum it up, an extreme culture of anxiety can indeed be detrimental to well-being in the workplace, but it doesn't have to be that way. In professions like healthcare, where stress comes with the territory, managers can look for opportunities to foster companionate love by cultivating emotional connections and encouraging strong, mutually supportive employee relationships.
That was Mandy O'Neill of George Mason University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.